Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, John Lithgow will return to Broadway next spring in the new play, Giant. Written by Mark Rosenblatt and directed by Nicholas Heitner, the show is based on actual events and follows the children's author Roald Dahl, played by Lithgow, and an anti-Semitic scandal in the early 1980s that shook his legacy. The play was acclaimed earlier this year in the UK, where it won 3 Olivier Awards, including Best New Play. The rest of the cast of the Broadway iteration will be revealed later. Giant will begin previews on March 11th and will play a limited run at a Schubert-owned theater to be announced. Its opening night will also be revealed later. The lead producers are Brian and Dana Lee, Stephanie and Nicole Kramer, Josh Fiedler and Robin Goodman, and the Royal Court Theater, which housed the show's world premiere. Tickets will go on sale in October. For more information, visit gianttheplay.com. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending September 14th. Last week saw the return of Broadway Week, which combats slower tourism periods in the fall and winter each year with select two-for-one tickets to participating shows. It also saw the return of Tony winner Leslie Odom Jr. to Hamilton as Aaron Burr. The result was the hit musical's highest-grossing week since 2018, $3,779,453, by far the highest-grossing show on Broadway. You can find Odom at the Richard Rogers Theater through November 26th. A highly anticipated revival of Waiting for Godot played its first preview on Saturday night at the Hudson. Starring Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter and directed by Jamie Lloyd, the show made $367,206 for that sole preview. Opening night is September 28th. Also beginning last week was the new play Punch, which made $228,612 over 7 previews at the Samuel J. Friedman and played to 87% capacity houses. Opening night is September 29th. Elsewhere, Death Becomes Her snuck into last week's top 5 grossers, making $1,362,050 at the Lunt Fontanne, and Erica Henningsen said goodbye to Just in Time, which made another $1,287,171 at the Circle in the Square. Sadie Dickerson makes her Broadway debut as Sandra Dee starting tonight. Most shows last week bumped back up by 6 figures following a sluggish post-Labor Day period the week before. Across 28 running shows, Broadway made over $30.1 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.